morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing today? Here we are, one more day. You and I, we're working out. We're going to the gym of our mind, so to speak, getting clear on our thoughts. Our thoughts lead to those actions that we take that will get us closer and closer to those achievements, those goals, those plans, that vision that we've taken the time to think about that we really want, or it will prevent us from doing those actions that aren't going to help us get there, actually push us away from those things we've taken the time to think about that we want. One step closer, one more day of this MTC, mental toughness conditioning. This is something that we do when we're really enthused, we're really motivated to get things done in that really positive state. On a scale from 1 to 10, we are at an 11. We're so excited about it. We do it when, you know, we're looking for that shot of inspiration. We're so sick and tired of being sick and tired. We're looking for inspiration, help. One distinction, one strategy, one new way of looking at our lives, our situation, a different perspective, right? Again, we're sick and tired of sick and tired. We're in this pain. We're going to bust through. We're going to do whatever we can to not just sit around anymore, bust through it. We listen to this podcast during those times. And all of that time in between, which ranges so much, it's so gray, it's not black or white, we're not totally motivated, right? A scale from 1 to 11, or we're not at that 0 or 0.5, or we're desperate. And that's where we spend most of our time, somewhere in that middle. And that middle can have a wide range of emotions, feelings, levels of motivation. You know, discipline is something that you do for the greater good. You've sold yourself on the, you believe with 100% certainty when you follow through that it's going to help you in some way, shape, or form. By this time, you listening to this podcast, if you're new to this, welcome to this Morning Connection podcast. I want to introduce you to what my world is of this MTC, mental toughness conditioning, and what it can do for you. If you're listening to this through morethanjustmuscles.com, which brings you over to Blog Talk Radio, which you could be getting it from iTunes or from skiplacour.com or however you're here, welcome, welcome. Make sure that in addition to making this part of your daily discipline every single day, to download this podcast at a particular time, something that works well with your schedule, and then you listen to it about the same time every single day. You know, again, work it into your schedule. You'll see the benefits as you go along. And one more little tip, if it's possible, be moving around when you and I, we do this for a half an hour every day. Work out, exercise, just a half an hour every single day. I'll be doing the driving, poking and prodding, stimulating thought. You just need to make sure that you're in the best state possible and really examine your life. Really think about it. When you take the time to evaluate and think about where you're going over and over again, there's always that higher level. Don't set it and forget it. Could be that one new way of looking at it, even though you're pretty darn certain you feel really good about where you are in your life. You know, just thinking about it, just a little bit more, tinkering it. You might find a better way, a more efficient way to get to where you want. And it's just because you put a little bit more thought into it. Half an hour every single day. Sometimes I go a little bit over a half hour when I get really passionate. Got to talk to a person who listens to the Morning Connection podcast, and they love working out. Within their whole busy day, they love working out to listening to this podcast. And so what he told me is that, you know, he's doing his running, listening to the podcast, and he's got this certain course that he runs, but when the podcast is over in half hour, he loses his motivation to keep on running, right? And he cuts his workout short when the podcast is over. So he doesn't mind if I go a little bit over half an hour. I joke around a lot of times is my wife knows that this is just, you know, part of my identity is and my goals and vision is to connect with you in this manner. I'm always looking for ways to help you. And when you know a little bit more about me, or you know why, what, how those thoughts, how I created that identity, why I work towards that vision. It's really comes, I want to prevent you from a lot of the pain that I've gone through in my life. That's why I'm always doing this in 8 podcasts a week, social media, whatever way I can connect with you. And my wife gets on me a little times because I'm always doing whatever I promise, I'm doing twice as much. And she keeps me grounded and reminded that, you know, it's not more, it's being better in the time frame that you give yourself. So I'm always striving to become better, always keeping that in mind. I appreciate her from helping me realize that, or I'll be going all day long. So half an hour every single day. Here's one more day that you are following through on the promises that you made to yourself. Again, I especially applaud you for following through and listening to this podcast. If this is one of those times where you're on the lower end of the spectrum, meaning you don't feel quite as motivated, because I understand the courage that it takes, the determination that it takes to listen to this type of life talk, you know, this evaluation, this poking and prodding on your life. And because you're so determined to have those feelings and emotions, you know, those achievements and material possessions or whatever you have on your goal list or whatever those things you want, you know, those are all leading to a certain set of feelings and emotions. So I like to tie them in together, but whatever the material things you want in life, it's all about feelings and emotions. A lot of times you're not getting closer to those feelings and emotions, or it doesn't feel like you are, and you still listen to this podcast. I especially applaud you when you follow through during those times. Those are the toughest times. And, you know, I'm always pushing you, always asking you to be your best, crank it up one more notch if that's possible. I'll tell you something about me is I am always very sensory acute, very in tune with your feelings. I'm not just a push, ask for more, get on your butt to do more. Come on, you can do more. Not like this drill sergeant. I want to believe I have a little bit more elegance and a different approach than just that. Sometimes that's absolutely necessary. And I have coaching clients that's definitely what they need out of me. They've convinced themselves that they're doing okay, even though the reason why they're coming to me is because they know they need some accountability. They know they need someone to remind them of who they are, what they're all about, to, you know, coach them, get them in the state where they can produce more on a continual basis. And they know it starts with their attitude and the way they think about things. And they let themselves slide back into complacency. And they need someone to continually jar them out of that. And I understand that role. But I just know it's all about a set of feelings. And I know that continually pushing yourself to the point where you kind of feel bad about where you are. You see other people who appear to be happy. They've figured out parts of life that you haven't. You know how that a lot of times doesn't always motivate you. It's not always something that your mind can manipulate. You know, I understand that really it's not the events in life, it's how you interpret them. So if you have a friend or a family member or someone on your social media circles who is just achieving amazing things, right? They're just out there kicking butt in the area of life that you really want most. You know, I certainly understand, and I can definitely encourage you to look at that situation and root for them. Be inspired by them. If they can do it, you can do it too. Look for clues and distinctions on how they created that type of life, even if they're not talking to you directly, like I may be talking to you directly right now with these podcasts, sharing whatever insight, strategies, perspective, distinctions that I can give you from not just my personal experiences, not just something I read in a book, but my experience with dealing with people just like us for over 25 years when I started going on this journey. And, you know, when I was in the bodybuilding and training world, trust me, the people who want the big muscles, want to be in shape, and they love the whole process, they are getting these feelings and emotions that they need to make themselves happy. what they've been searching for. They just believe, or they found the way of the structure, the journey, the goal setting, you know, the physical appearance, feelings of accomplishment they get from the whole bodybuilding fitness journey, looking good, feeling good. They've sold themselves. And, you know, that would give them that set of feelings and emotions. But from my perspective, I know I talk to these people all the time. Maybe I've talked to you. I've had so many people these last few months of podcasts, they feel I'm talking directly to them. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that because there's only so many challenges in life. There's only so many feelings, ways that, you know, we think are getting in our way, what we believe that if we can achieve, we'll feel confident, we'll feel happy. Right? There's only so many things in life. And I really believe with the 7 billion people on the planet, if I were just to speak my truth through my journey, all right, and just put it out there, and I gave it enough time, you know, I don't have to step into, you know, everybody's situation, read exactly where you are, because my truth, my experience would be so close to you. It would, we'd all gravitate towards each other. Again, birds of a feather flock together. And that's what's most helpful when I'm not trying to guess where you're coming from. All right, I can just use my experience, knowledge, and my own life and to speak from all the way I've looked at the world, because you're looking at the world in a very similar manner because of the commonality that brought us together. And it makes it really easy for me. And that's why you feel that I am talking directly to you when I talk about this podcast, because our life experiences, we just as human beings, the experience is so common amongst us all. And it's especially common for people like you and me, the birds of a feather who have flocked together. And, you know, there may be differences. You're a female, you know, I'm a male, I'm a, at my age, you may be younger, but there is a, more of a commonality. And that's why this works. That's why you're here and you continue to listen to this podcast. But I'm just really sensitive to the fact that the pain that we all go through. I really believe the reason why I do this is I want to prevent you from all the pain that I've experienced in my life. And I've fought through. I've been tenacious and gritty to get up every single morning and find a way. And so when you're on social media, you have these friends and they just seem like they're just living these amazing lives. Going through these great emotions that, you know, you're really working hard. You're really trying to accomplish those things. It doesn't always feel good when you have people among you. You can't always turn that into some, you know, perspective. Oh, I just look for the good and things like that. I think that's a great thing to shoot for. If you can manipulate in your mind to wish those people who are achieving in your circles, who want what you, they've achieved what you want, or it appears that they've achieved what you want, to root them on, you know, it's important for a lot of reasons. One is that, I know I talk about, you got to live up to your own standards and expectations in life. And, you know, you got to sell yourself. You've got to convince yourself that you're on the right track. That's what builds confidence. That's what builds self-esteem. And I really bring the focus back to you all the time. You know, at the same time, I know that we all want to be loved and accepted. If not by a lot of people, we want that intimacy, that connection where we could just be loved by one person. Well, part of going through this life is we tend to believe what is true for us is the way that everybody thinks. You know, whether that's true or not true, we tend to think that. When you can root for other people, when you can root for other people and applaud their success, and see the best in it, and like somebody's experience in life, their victories in life, and you can root them on. That is doing so much for you, right? Because, again, we think that the way we think is powerful, logical. We rationalize our actions, and you root for people all the time. You root for their success, even if it's an area of life that you're not successful at. You have not, it's your white whale. You just can't seem to get there. It seems like, you know, your friends or family members, people you know you've worked harder, you've worked longer. you know, you're a better person, whatever, and you can't seem to get it. When you can root for them, it's something that works in the back of your mind. You'll believe that when you finally achieve those things, that everybody's going to root for you because they're going to be just as logical. That's the way, that's your identity. That's the way you believe is proper. That's the way to conduct yourself. You're going to naturally assume that everybody will root for you. Like I said, I put the focus back on you, that you are in control of your destiny with your thoughts and your actions, and don't be outward driven, right? That's what I really emphasize you, how to keep yourself focused and all on you, right? How to manage your emotions. It starts with you. But I'll tell you something, is that if in the back of your mind, you're thinking there's haters out there. God, I hate that, you know, expression. That's something that I really believe you should just, you know, get out of your vocabulary. If you believe that people are haters, right? Focus on the positive things. And, you know, when someone has something to say, just, hey, I'm challenging them. You know, I mean, look, nobody's going to go out of their way. Most people, remember how I talked about early in this podcast, how you have this one level that you're just so happy, right? You're so positive, you're so optimistic. You know, we don't get there necessarily, that 11 on a scale from 1 to 10 often. You know, it's reserved for those really special times when you've really, everything's aligned, you've really done your work, all right? And then there's those times where on the whole, entirely different end, on the other side of the spectrum, when we feel really down, right? Hopefully, we don't have a lot of those times. Most of it's in the middle. So when you think about haters or people who aren't in it for your best interest, number one is, how true is that? How many times has that really happened? Don't over-exaggerate that, because you're going to believe that there's so many haters out there. There's so many people who want to see you fail or don't support you. It may be just a few, so don't make it bigger. You don't want that belief in the back of your head as you're working towards your goal. There's so many people out there who don't want to see you succeed. You don't want that working in the back of your mind. Trust me. The truth of the matter is, there's really not a whole lot that you can do that's going to strike that emotion in a person, right? That they're going to be on one end of the spectrum or not. And really, if you really think about it, that's the only time that's going to really cause a person to say anything to you, to step out of their own world, their own journey, to say something to you, whether good or bad. It really lights up something in their life from their perspective, their insight, that they want to comment and say, hey, good job. It's rare. Okay, so knowing that it's rare, you can't be dependent on someone stroking you and congratulating every move. And don't be disappointed if they don't like your post on Instagram or wherever. It doesn't matter, because it's an extreme example. At the same time, you know, it's a very extreme example when you strike up something that really bothers them, right? Where they have to say something. That's something, just like you can't take credit when someone, oh, that just is so great. And, you know, I don't know, you post a picture of something that you're great at, your abs or, I don't know, whatever it is, your family, your new motorcycle or whatever. You know, they're not really applauding. It's not about you a lot of times. It's about how it made them feel, where they were really inspired. I mean, your new motorcycle, I don't know, that you posted on Twitter, whatever it is, it just made you think, wow, he can do it, I can do it too. In that moment, it really inspired them. Or in that moment, it made them feel bad about their situation. Those are extreme examples. Either way, it's extreme. And just as I'm giving you a fair and balanced approach, just like you shouldn't take credit when they say something wonderful about your achievement, because it's just making them feel a certain way, optimistic, all right, about their life. That's what you just did for them. They just perceived it that way. And if they say something negative, that they're perceiving something in their own life. You can't take credit for either one. It's just about you. But the point is you don't want that working behind the scenes while you're trying to achieve these goals. You don't want to believe that people aren't rooting for you or there are haters or those things. So you just need to eliminate that whole thing. It does. It works behind you. behind the scenes, and it sabotages your efforts. You know what this is like, just pushing yourself every single day, how challenging it is already. You don't want to make it even more challenging. But like I said, I am just in tune to the people who don't perceive the events in a positive way. It makes them feel bad. I don't know. Is that a weird thing about me? I'm just so tuned in to how to alleviate the pain for you. And I understand everything that I post on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, social media. It doesn't always inspire people, even though that may be my intent. I want to share some things. I want to let you into my world, right? I want to be an inspiration to you. In addition to telling you about the challenges and the journey that I'm going through, that I want to inspire you with what I'm working on, what I'm achieving, to give you that. I understand that it doesn't always work that way. And I don't know, I've been just getting a few letters lately that I understand your pain. I understand that a lot of things I talk about in this podcast is highlighting where you feel that emptiness. And I just want to tell you that I understand that. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about that. I'm just helping you find ways to look at it a little bit differently. And I know I'm not just saying, oh, look at it positive, look at it inspiring. I know it's more than that, but I just want to let you know that I'm thinking about you. I had a few letters about, the angst that, going through this podcast, and you hear me mentioning all the time, is just do it. Those times will pass. Don't push this away. Don't not read the Morning Connection newsletter. Don't start not listening to this podcast because of that pain. This too shall pass. And it's sometimes during those pains that's going to get you to that pleasure. It's going to force you to get out of your current way of thinking to one that's more empowering. But I know from my journey how love and connection and family and all those things that I really wanted, that I really believe, even if you're an achiever, you're going for the big muscles or, the big house, the big cars and money. I know for certain, dealing with, so many people up close and personally through their journeys, helping them through their journeys, it's that love and connection, and it's that trust in themselves and trust in other people, and that comfort and feeling some level of unconditional love from some special person out there. That's the bullseye. That's the feeling most of us are after. And even through the achievement, the accomplishments, it's just a way for us to show up for that relationship with more confidence. But hell, a lot of times, even if you didn't achieve anything, if you could feel that love and connection, that family, whatever it is you've been searching for your whole life, you wouldn't even have to have the achievements. Now, as someone who has driven, someone who would listen to this podcast, I always want to remind you that, if you can put the energy and effort into yourself, you make your man formation, right? The better man you become, more confident, you start spinning your situation, having the insight and perspective, where you're going, you'll be so more attractive to a higher quality person who won't let you down, or you won't perceive them as letting you. You'll be so strong and resilient to work through it. You'll get the relationship part, right? But I realize, going through my journey, that's what, I want it. That's what I need it. I just need to tell you a couple things. Number one is when you make it to the other side and you get that area of your life figured out, man, you'll be driven and ambitious, and you'll do it so much more joyfully, elegantly, than when you're all tucked in and fearful of relationships or afraid to get close to other people. You will achieve and produce everything that you want, but this time for all the right reasons that are aligned with your values. Maybe this is a process that you just need to go through like I did. That's why I share my experiences with you, all the ups and downs that it took me to get to this point. I have put a lot of focus and work, and I've observed a lot of things of a lot of people, trying to figure out all these things about life. That's why I'm so passionate about sharing those things, for getting you out of that pain. But again, I understand from my journey, and I understand the people who are, you know, drawn to me, who have gone through similar journeys, how that whole relationship thing, that whole love and connection, that trust in other people, how it's so foreign. How maybe you didn't grow up with that family unit, that feelings, and you feel like you're in a hole, and time goes by year after year after year, and you never think you're going to get it. You know, it breaks my heart when I read the letters is when, you know, people, I don't care what age they are, 40, 50, 60, whatever it is, and they wish, they look back and say, wow, I wish I would have come into all these words, all these things that you're talking about, all this growth that I'm experiencing at 40, 50, 60, whatever age. You know, a lot of guys, it's 25, and they feel this pain, this angst that they wish they could have had these feelings and emotions, this new insight a long time ago. And like it's too late. Like everything they do, even if tomorrow they just wake up with energy and with passion and excitement, things start, they have that love and connection, it's too late because they should have done it before. And I just got to tell you, man, don't do that to yourself. It's just about making your life better from this day forward. But I understand that feeling. I understand that a lot of times when I talk about, you know, my wife and family, and it's not what I say, it's what you, the passion and the emotion that you feel, you just absorb it. And it's not what I say, it's just, I guess, how I say it, this place that I'm in. And for me, I cherish it because I've been chasing it my entire life. I didn't get it. And I know a lot of people, especially in the fitness world, who follow me, I know that they don't get it, right? And there's a part of me when I post, you know, this a family picture that, I don't know, I feel that this may be hurting you. It may not just be inspiring you. And that's, again, why I'm doing all these things. I want to alleviate you from pain, not cause you pain. But, you know, I just know those feelings and emotions. I should have done this earlier. I just want to tell you, we're all going through this journey. I'm going through this journey, these feelings and emotions. Again, we're after those feelings and emotions. It's not necessarily what we accomplish. So you see somebody who's accomplished so many things. Maybe that person is you, but you're not feeling the feelings and emotions that you want. So don't gauge other people by what they've accomplished or not, because they could have nothing, but they have it in their mind that they feel accomplished. And they really believe that. They're not just bullshitting themselves. All right. So there's things that, again, understanding this, I have the unique perspective. I've seen very successful people that Rubik's Cube, they get that one side. They appear to be happy. That may be an area of life that I want. And at the same time, you know, they're still going through, they're still working to be happiness. Their number between 1 and 10, you know, might be a 5, even though they've achieved something amazing, because that's not the way they see it. Now, I don't want you to become a hater or say, you know, those people who achieve so much, well, they're not happy. I'm not saying that either, right? I'm not saying, don't diminish people's success. Oh, it's not all it's cracked up to be, as a way to make yourself feel better. I'm just saying that I've seen people, it doesn't surprise me when someone achieves something amazing, because I know how it works. I'm just going to go rattle through a few things that what you should work on as you're going through your pain and your emotion. You're thinking, time's going by. I should have figured this stuff out earlier. Would I ever figure it out? Is it too late for me? Right? Those down times. I don't want to just push more and more and more and more. I just want to spend, I guess, this podcast telling you I understand. Here's some things that can make this journey easier for you. And, you know, this is just a small summary of things I've talked about in many ways, shape, or form. Know what you really want. Man, we can start there, to know what you really want. With at least during this half an hour or so, every single podcast, really get clear on what it is you really want. That will kind of just set the whole tone. Not what you'll settle for, right? Just get as powerful as you can during these podcasts and really ask yourself what you really want. That's going to start the whole journey, right? You don't want to be working hard towards something that's going to lead you into a dead end. That's why I poke and prod, because I want you to figure out what it is you really want. You know, spend more of your time doing the things that you love, all right? Have a whole smorgasbord of a lot of things that you want. You should, one of your assignments, just think of five things that you really love doing. Post those on your refrigerator. So you will rob time, steal time to make sure you're spending time doing the things that you love to do. Right? We get in these patterns of always pushing ourselves. What are those things we love to do? We, of course, we know the things that we have to do. You know, when you make promises to yourself, it's okay to make those promises to yourself. Those are called standards. Just make sure you keep them, whatever they may be. These are little things that no matter where, whatever the scoreboard says, so to speak, whatever the material possessions think, however you're lining your, however you line up things and however you describe success to yourself, right? If you make promises, you create standards, and you actually follow through, you're going to feel a lot better as you're going through this journey. Right? Like just a simple thing like promising yourself to listen to this podcast every day. You've sold yourself on it. Follow through all 7 days. Right? Whatever it takes. Just doing those little things. Just living up to your self-imposed standards. Trusting yourself. You know, keeping those promises that you make to yourself. It doesn't matter where you're on that scale from 1 to 10. Is happiness, fulfillment, optimism. Right? When you keep those small promises to yourself. You know who you are and what you stand for. And don't be afraid to take a stand. Right? Get really clear on who you are and what you stand for. So when you are in your zone, when you're living your truth, it's something that's clearly identified. So you know, hey, you have a signal to yourself. Hey, I'm on the right track. I feel happy. Right? Love the journey and all the ups and downs that come with it. You know, there's that saying that says you got... It's the sour that makes the sweet, so to speak. It's like, to only give you perspective, everything is relative. Am I happy? Am I sad? Do I have a lot of money or a little bit of money? Am I in a good place? Well, it's all relative. It's whatever you compare it to. You need the down times to help you appreciate the good times. Now, I'm not saying go out and grab as many bad times as possible, but love the journey, the ups and downs, the game of life, right? And I know you want to play this game. You want to be winning more. I understand. But just the more you can love the ups and downs that come with it, the challenge that comes with it, the game, the chess match, so to speak, understanding the ups and downs, not demanding only ups and no downs or you'll never be happy. It's never ending, too. It's going to go on forever. Shoot for continual improvement, just that you can get better and better in some way, shape, or form every single day. You're into continual improvement. These things will make you happy no matter what the scoreboard of life says at that particular time. Let your passion come through. If there's something you really love, talk about it. Don't, whatever you're passionate about, you know, spend time talking about it. Spend time expressing yourself, whether it's through your friends, on social media. Don't bottle the passion. I mean, you're fortunate if you have things that you're passionate about in life. Passion makes life worth living. So don't bottle it up. Let your emotions come through, at least in your favorite area of life. It makes life more enjoyable no matter what you're going through. You know, just do your best. You know, again, when you know you're doing your best, you're going to feel great. And also understand that people don't care about what you have and you haven't done. I mean, they just want to see you do your best. They will respect you if you're doing your best, right? So you got to have those standards, not too outrageous where you're always, you know, failing. Just do your best and be okay with you doing your best, right? Just realize something. You're not alone. You're not alone in all this. All the mistakes you've made in the past, you know, you're getting older and you haven't achieved the things. It may seem like you're never going to get it. Just realize I'm going through those things. Everybody's going through this. The people that you admire the most, they're going through those things. It's about getting up every single day and doing these things that I'm talking about. But I just want to tell you, I really understand. You have to learn how to forgive yourself for all those bad decisions that you made in the past, all those pains and wounds that you didn't do something about, all that time you may have wasted. I understand. I go through that too. Right? But what's going to make today a better day where you do something to move you in the positive direction, you know, you got to forgive yourself. I had one mentor and he would use a metaphor and an analogy is that every single day when he was taking a shower, right? that would be his metaphor, that he's just letting all the sins, all the bad decisions, all the mistakes, all the things he messed up, is washing his body, and he would start the day with this new refreshed energy and optimism that what's done is done. He forgives himself. It's washed away from his body. Maybe something that you need to remember. All right, so I don't know. This podcast is about, you know, not just pushing you, not telling you just go for more. It's about, you know, hey, I understand this journey that you're going through. Hey, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? You pushed yourself a little bit further than you thought you would. What was that one cool moment when you realized life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that thing, that accomplishment, that achievement, that experience, that, man, you would be pushing yourself, going through the ups and downs of life, challenging yourself, loving this game called life for months, if not years, to actually achieve. I don't know, the big house, the relationship, whatever it is you want, that you'll be going, that you'll be inspired when you see other people. Sometimes it hits you in the gut. Oh, why do they have and I don't? But you're so willing, you're so determined to make this happen that you're stepping up, you're willing to deal with all those emotions. What would that be for you when you finally go, yes? Yes, it took me months, if not years, and it's just what you really, really want. What is that for you? And if you've already been going through this and you've already locked on to something, that's great. Make sure that's what you really want, but get more clear. Make it a more vivid image in your mind. Put more detail in it. Here's a question I want you to ask all throughout the day. Is what I'm doing right now the highest and best use of my time? Is what I am doing really getting me closer to the results that I really want? We want the Thanksgiving dinner with all the people and love and connection and food and wine or whatever, that whole banquet. We want to make sure what we're doing is helping us get there. And it's not the nourishing, sometimes tasty peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Is what you're doing right now in some way, shape, or form helping you get to those results that you really want? And I'm going to ask you, what is that result that you really want? Like I said, it's not the body. You know, it's not the big house. It's not the money in the bank account, right? It's the feelings and emotions that you believe when you achieve those things or have that person in your life, right? That's the result that you want, that feelings, that emotions, right? I want you to just keep that in mind. Like I said, here's a perfect example that I talk about all the time. You know, for me, the trophies, the achievements, all right? And having you in my life going through the journey and applauding me, giving to you, it was connection that was a big motivating factor for all of that, right? At the same time as that, when I was, you know, I was traveling, and you see this, and it's very common, whether it's your rock star, comedian on the road, businessman on the road, is that they spend so much of their time on the road connecting with people who they don't know. And you know, it's all justified. Hey, well, that's my job. That's just what I do. And at the same time, their relationships at home, what they really want, connection, they're not finding a way and using all their intelligence, passion, creativity, mental flexibility, emotional flexibility to make it work for that one special person. They wonder, well, why don't I have that? Here I am. So many people admire me around the world, but I don't have it here at home. That was me. See, because, you know, I confused that what I was going after, but what I wanted was that connection. Right? So I had to, so I'm asking you, instead of doing all that work for something that's going to prevent you from that result you really want, what is the feeling and the emotion that you really want? All right, guys, I'm on this journey along with you. I certainly understand that it's not more. Oh, God, this guy, he's always pushing me. I mean, I like it, but sometimes I hate it. I understand. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.